Project Independence is the Aging in Place initiative of the Town of North Hempstead. Some of the many services we offer include nursing and social work services. Call 311 or 869-6311 to get more information or receive services. Welcome back to Senior Talk Radio here on 88.1 FM and WCWP.org. This is Project Independence in You. I'm your host, John Ryan. My co-host today is Otto Loos.
Learning every time.
I know, and we're having a wonderful conversation with Ryan Madden. And Ryan is the sustainability organizer at the Long Island Progressive Coalition. And when we went to the break, Otto was asking a question in reference to Power Up Solar.
Yeah, basically, I'm just trying to get a feel for the connection, like it's Long Island Progressive Coalition and then Power Up Solar Long Island. Are these like two different entities or, are they one and the same? What's the connection?
Sure. So, the Long Island Progressive Coalition is a multi-issue nonprofit community-based organization that works on education, environment, fair elections, a lot of different things. And Power Up Solar Long Island is a partnership between us and a solar organization called Resonant Energy to bring about 400 kilowatts of nonprofit solar to Long Island between 2018 and 2019. And we have support from the Department of Energy's Solar in Your Community Challenge to structure this program. So it is a campaign of ours, as was our energy efficiency work with NYSERDA, the state energy, through Green Jobs, Green New York.
Good.
The one thing that I find interesting with the not-profit solar barriers, and I'm the secretary of the congregation, so I'm in the executive committee, it's the many decision makers.
Yeah.
Because what goes on right now in this country with black and white, it's amazing, Republican versus Democrat, the same thing goes on boards. And even though we would be a more progressive board, there are other boards where somebody's absolutely, what a waste of time, waste of money, and they're missing the whole package. But guess what? If there's three voting that way and there's three voting the other, you're going no place.
Yeah.
And even though it could be the greatest thing, and from a, because I'm looking at it from a not-for-profit or from a religious perspective, any one of those should say, yes, we have the extra money, let's do it. You're going to have a board member that says, what a waste of time.
Yeah.
Whatever happened to like the gray area? Everything seems to only be black and white nowadays. We're going off the track a little bit here, but it's just bad. This is not a political show, obviously.
Right.
We never talk politics, but it really has gotten to the extreme where it's either this way or that way. Can't there be something in the middle sometimes?
No, I agree. Ryan can chip in here, but it is.
Well, I know he's an advocate,
positive,
which is I give you credit for. I think it's great that the young people do that.
And I'll compliment Ryan and the next generation coming.
Yeah, exactly.
Because they are. I think the fight is with the older people, which sounds terrible, because no, there's no reason, don't waste the money. And like with the hearing aids, I'm not going to spend the money. The younger generation and my grandchildren. My grandkids have 7 and 4. They have, and I have a 3-in-1, but that's not involved yet, some sort of like an aluminum straw. They don't use straws.
Mm-hmm.
They have plastic, but they're reusable. I mean, whatever it is. They don't use the throwaway plastics. They have something with a design on it. But they're conscious. Grandpa don't do that. Grandpa don't do, and I don't. I'm pretty conscious. Nobody can be perfect.
Yeah.
You can't help it. But, on balance, you try. Nobody tried. I remember watching the movie Mad Men of the series. And they went to a picnic, it was so blatant. At the end of their picnic, they just took the can, threw everything on the floor, got back into the Cadillac,
yeah,
and drove home. A classy, rich family, but that made no difference.
Yeah.
Somebody would come up and clean it, nobody cared what they threw.
Doesn't make you smart.
No, of course not. But that's, so even though you're still having an uphill fight, you're the leader in what has to happen in this country. And that's where it is. I mean, there is no option, but unfortunately, you have the people that think there is.
Where did it change, though? Like, my parents came from Germany a long time ago, and I remember as a kid, we would never, ever throw anything on the street. My mother would tell me, put that in your pocket and throw it out when you get home. And now it's like you can throw it wherever you feel like it, just throw it.
It's how you're taught. I'm just going to give one story, and then we got to go back to Ryan. I was in Bermuda at the end of the summer.
Oh, yeah.
And we were waiting to get on a ferry to go someplace. I forget. And there was a guy in front of me a beard, one of these sleeveless T-shirts covered in tattoos. I'm being very judgmental. He looked like he'd say, oh my God, you know. He's got two kids and his wife. The kid finishes some sort of a popsicle. And then the next day, the father turns around and says, where's the stick? What? He said, where's the stick? I didn't realize that the kid threw it onto the floor.
Oh.
So the father had to go over the rail and go down a ramp to pick up the stick, brought it back to him, and says, you put it in the pocket until we get to the garbage, and that's where those things go.
Good for
and
him.
I complimented the man. I said, you know what? I have to compliment you. That's a tremendous thing, which it did. He didn't yell at the kid.
No.
And yes, judgmental, 100%. I'm taking the guilt. I looked at him, and in the beginning, I'm saying, he would be throwing beer cans over the street. He wasn't.
Yeah.
But people are waking up, and you can't judge anybody, which, unfortunately, I try not to, but every now and then you do slip. But that's where we got to go in general.
Yeah, I agree.
Let's get back to solar panel.
Yeah.
Yeah, but conceptually, what we're talking about, I think, is a little more than that. The solar panel is one thing, but it's respecting your environment.
Yeah.
Right.
And you know, it's not going to be here forever if we keep messing with it.
I'm agreeing with you.
Know?
First of all, is there a number?
Yeah. So the actual process for people
right.
to go through, you know, the process can take anywhere from 4 to 6 months, 8 months, depending on, you know, how slow these decision makers are.
Right.
You know, you can go to our website, which is powerupsolarli.com. Again, powerupsolarli.com.
Everybody knows that anybody listening, call 311. Anything that Ryan is saying will be at 311. So you call 311 if you don't have a pen and you'll get the information.
Oh, thank you. Yeah, and they can actually, any institution, a nonprofit organization or house of worship can ask for a free solar assessment. So they'll just give us some basic information about their building and provide a year of electricity information. And then we'll turn around a proposal in about a week or so and let them know what their solar potential is and move forward on the conversation if it makes sense. The proposal will be very detailed with, you know, upfront costs, loan payments, you know, the breakdown year by year, you know, obviously with some assumptions made, but really to just give people an informed decision about, like, what is the actual potential for my building to realize these
right.
solutions.
Are you involved in this part of it? Decisions and what's the money part and everything else?
So we help facilitate, like, the best way forward. So we work with our partners at Resident Energy
okay.
to find the best financing mechanism, whether it's, you know, a low-interest loan from a bank or funding through the county. Suffolk County has this great PACE program, Property Assessed Clean Energy. And
does NASA have something?
NASA is, I think, currently debating it now.
Okay.
And so hopefully within the next year we'll have this PACE financing, which is a sturdy loan through, you know, property taxes, basically.
We have Jack Sherman's coming on next week, who's the Nassau County Controller.
Yeah. Yeah. We're hoping that it gets moved along. So you can ask him about it.
Right. That's a question.
Yeah. Yeah, so we're there to work with them throughout the entire process.
Okay, and what is the average price? Not of a project, not the solar, like $100,000, $200,000?
Yeah, I mean, for a traditional nonprofit organization, probably like a, you know, 20-30 kilowatt system, you're looking at like $70,000, $80,000.
Oh, really? That's covering like a church or a school or something,
yeah,
pretty much.
Yeah, and
it's
again,
not prohibitive.
It's not prohibitive, and they're, you know, the costs are coming down. Again, our bulk purchasing and our third-party financing and access to low-cost loans or national loan programs are there to make sure that it is the lowest cost possible. And with the bulk purchasing and the third-party financing, we're realizing, you know, anywhere from 20 to 40% savings under market value. So if you went through a traditional means, it would be 40% more costly. But if you go through our program with the bulk purchasing and that financing, it's 20 to 40% lower.
That's amazing. You know, and I, you know, again, you're looking at $70,000, which is, I'm not saying it's little.
No, not at all.
But for a congregation over the years, you mentioned the tax savings, but they can't get any tax savings whatsoever.
Well, that's where the third-party financer comes in, monetizes the tax credits, and passes on the savings. So they momentarily, for a period of about 5 years, own the system, and then they transfer back ownership. And it's only so you're not leaving that 30% federal tax incentive off the table. Otherwise, that's just money that's going to waste because nonprofits can't access
right,
that.
Right, that's right. That's
we,
why
you, we facilitate that process. So,
so basically,
can.
Somebody would own it. Mm-hmm. A person could own it.
Wow. Yeah.
And get the tax credit.
Mm-hmm.
And then it reverts automatically to the church or the synagogue or whatever it's going to be.
Yeah, you have to, you know, there's paperwork to facilitate that, but yes.
That's tremendous.
Yeah. And again, otherwise you're just leaving a huge amount of money off the table. So we are making sure that that's not the case and that those traditional barriers to these organizations that are left behind in solar adoption have a viable way to move forward.
Wow. And what is that person putting up? The person is going to get the tax credits.
So it's actually like an entity. So we work with a group called Collective Sun.
Okay.
That would they're solar financiers. So they would be the entity, you know, applying for the rebates, getting that tax credit because they own.
Oh, an individual can't do it.
No.
Oh,
not,
I'm thinking.
Not necessarily.
I mean,
if they set up like an LLC or something, I'm sure they could as an
individual.
Right. But no, this is a financing entity.
Okay.
That we work with that works nationally to provide these services.
It's amazing. I was like deep in thought there.
Well, you know, this is out of my league, to be honest about it.
No, but it's tremendous. I didn't get that whole concept. That's why when you put the tax saving, I say, where did they come from?
Yeah. And for those who may, you know, be scratching their heads or unfamiliar with the process, like we're here to do that trust building, the education about the technology, the process, the financing, the permitting and zoning. Every step of the way, you are well cared for because we have, you know, some of the most brilliant minds across the country and on Long Island who are, you know, really leading in the adoption of solar, residential, commercial, and now nonprofit. So that's what we're here to do. And it's part of a larger initiative to, like, democratize our energy system, have more people in the decision-making process, whereas, you know, historically there's a centralized location and no one really gets a say of where their energy comes from. And this is an opportunity for people to be a part of that decision-making and make the right choice for clean, renewable energy that creates local jobs,
right.
improves the environment, and saves people money.
So well, people who are listening to this show could theoretically, they can't use this themselves, obviously, but they may be members of a parish or a synagogue or whatever, and they could at least let people know that there's this option out there that they ought to look into.
Yeah, and they can go to the website we refer to or call 516-541-1006, which is our number at the Long Island Progressive Coalition. And we work with synagogues, mosques, churches, and nonprofit organizations. So we're ready to take your calls.
Perfect. This has been wonderful. Also, call 311, which everybody knows, listeners, because it's there.
And yeah,
you're talking about, it gets recorded. And
great,
gets,
wonderful.
So somebody can call and say, Ryan was on, what's the phone number?
Awesome.
So if you're driving. So,
well, thank you so much.
No, this has been perfect, Ryan. I appreciate you coming on, and I hope this works out for you guys. You're listening to Senior Talk Radio here on 88.1 FM and WCWP.org. We'll be right back.